Hey everybody, this is B. Jamine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to my second edition of my 2017 MIF audio reviews. For this one, I will be reviewing the documentary Nothingwood, and as well as the ensemble Australian drama Australia Day. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is Nothingwood, and the plot summary to this film, which I'm reading off the MIF program guide, is as follows. You have Hollywood, you have Bollywood, and in Afghanistan, you have Nothingwood. Shares Salim Shaheen, with 111 films to his name, starring himself, his family, and friends, he would know. He can't read or write, but he's forged a career making films cheap, fast, out of nothing, often with real guns and ammunition, and chicken blood. It's working for him. He's self-distributing his films, his fans are many, mobbing him on the streets wherever he goes. Now, I never heard of Nothingwood prior to reading it in the MIF program guide, but once I read the synopsis, which the one I just read out to you, I knew I had to see it right away. It just seemed exactly right up my alley in terms of the type of documentaries I'm always interested in, particularly if they are about filmmaking, because I love any type of documentary that it does explore the filmmaking. But also, it's a really interesting story, and it is about a filmmaker who I've never even heard of. Also, the plot summary, which I didn't read, was that Salim Shaheen, he's been considered by many as the Ed Wood of Afghanistan, and it's just that little phrase alone that really hooked me into checking out this film. And when you watch the film, like the actual films that he makes, which is where you see tons of clips of, the films themselves are definitely not good. But one of the things I find really fascinating to him as an individual, and a great subject for this film, is that he unmistakably has a great enthusiasm for filmmaking. He knows exactly what he's talking about, and the love for films, particularly Hollywood films, just shine through every time he's on screen. And even though, yeah, like the films themselves when you're watching them don't look that good, but it's that passion that you can sense that passion in his work, and that he's out there wanting to make the best possible film that he can make. And he makes multiple films. I mean, in the documentary when we first meet him, he's working on four films at the exact same time, like literally shooting all four at different stages. Like he'll go from one, making one film straight to the other in a fast-paced way. And it's, in a lot of ways, it's also quite inspiring. And we also get to know about his life story and the fact that prior to becoming a filmmaker, he was actually a military general in the Afghani army, and which I thought was really fascinating. And we get a dive into that aspect of his life as well, and what made him sort of interested in becoming a filmmaker, what drove him to that, and also of his experiences being in the army. And also what I found really poignant about the film is that in a lot of ways, like it's like even though it's a very entertaining and really funny film, it also shows that how, not just for this man, but for the people around him, his family, his friends, his films are escape from the sort of the hardships that have been going on in Afghanistan over the decades, from many wars with the Russians and the Taliban. And the film does a really good job at exploring all that, and it adds a poignancy to the film that I just found quite touching. And to me, it's a real... director Sonia Cronlund, I probably butchered her name, so forgive me. She does a really good job at sort of, because she's on camera interviewing him, and she just made this really, really fun and just really insightful documentary that about not just about this man who, despite everything that has happened in his life, he has forged a career for himself as a filmmaker and out there making his dreams a reality. And in a lot of ways, this film is quite inspiring because of that. And I definitely recommend everyone to check out Nothingwood, especially if you're a big film fan like me or just love documentaries that are about films. And I'd say this one's definitely worth checking out for sure. So if I had to give Nothingwood a rating, I'd give it a solid 4 out of 5. It's pretty damn good. So now on to the second film, which of course is the ensemble Australian drama Australia Day, which of course is directed by Kriv Stenders, who is the director behind films like Red Dog, Red Dog True Blue, Lucky Country, and as well as the upcoming Wake and Fright miniseries. This is his latest film, and the plot summary for this one is as follows. As a sweltering Australia day dawns over Brisbane, three seemingly unconnected figures, a farmer, Brian Brown, an Indigenous policewoman, Shari Shebbins, and an illegal Chinese immigrant, Jenny Wu, are thrown together by chance and misfortune. As their stories arc and connect, they find themselves drawn into a web of racism, violence, and simmering resentment that will leave none of them unscathed and challenged everything that they thought they knew about the country they called home. Now, I'm a big admirer of Chris Stenders as a filmmaker. Like I said, of the films that he has made, I've seen quite a few of them. Like, some of them are kind of a bit of a mixed bag, but there are quite a few that I like. Like, of course, Red Dog, his 2011 film, I absolutely loved, and it actually made my top 10 films of that year. And the prequel, Red Dog True Blue, was also pretty damn good as well. So I was very curious to see how we would handle a film like Australia Day, because when you sort of read the plot summary, it definitely is a very weighty film and a very topical film, especially with everything that is going on in Australia today on both a social and political spectrum, that this is a film that definitely wants to cover a lot of aspects about what is happening in our country today. And unfortunately, though, I mean, I admire its ambition to tackle all these social and political themes and racial themes head on, but unfortunately the film just wasn't good at all. And I think the main, I guess a film I could compare this to is the Oscar-winning Paul Haggis film Crash, even though I know a lot of people don't like that film, but I personally do enjoy that film, but I can definitely see the criticisms that were laid to that film can definitely be applied to Australia Day as well. This kind of film just felt to me like it was a film that was more about the themes and the ideas, more about the characters on the story. Like, I just feel like, even though all the cast members in the film do the best with what they're given with, but it's just the script is just so incredibly heavy-handed. It's not subtle at all. And it also is quite melodramatic at times. There were times in the directions where the story would go, where I was just like shaking my head in how incredibly silly and at times unintentionally funny it was. And I mean, just when I thought like I knew exactly where this film was going, it would just take a little bit of a detour and just go down this road that there's just thought didn't work at all. And it's a disappointment because this film could have been really good, but unfortunately it just didn't quite work because how it sort of approaches, like I said, it approaches its themes, it just does it in such a heavy-handed way that it just beats you over the head with it. And I just tuned out throughout most of the film. In terms of positives, I mean, the acting is decent. Like, there are some solid performances in there, and the film on a technical level is well made. I will say this about Chris Stenders. He does a really good job at building tension throughout the whole film, because this is quite an intense film. And with the subject matter that he does explore, it's a given that it should be. And I will give him credit for that, because the tension from the very beginning to the end is just always ongoing. And there were moments that when, even though things were getting a bit over-dramatic or silly on screen, I did find a bit of tension in it. And of course, his use of using a lot of Steadicam as well, sometimes even trying to do sort of these one-take shots, I thought were pretty well done. I mean, it's not the greatest, but any film that at least tries to attempt that is always impressive in my books. So yeah, unfortunately, as much as I would love to say that this is a worthy film that definitely lives up to the topical themes that it explores, but unfortunately it just didn't work for me, sadly. So if I had to give Australia Day a rating, I give it about 2 out of 5. So yep, that's the end of my second edition of my 2017 MIFF audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it, and keep a lookout very soon for my third edition, in which I tackle the Australian psychological thriller Rabbit, and as well as the prison drama A Prayer Before Dawn. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll talk to you guys later. See you guys. Bye.